You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Well, baseball season is well underway, and both the Giants and the A's are vying for playoff positions. And if you've been to a game recently, you may have been part of a cheer where everyone in the stadium stands up and sits down in succession, what most people call the wave. Well, as part of our crowdsourced journalism project, Hey Area, where you ask the questions and we find the answers, Romeo Rodriguez had this question.
Did the wave originate at the Oakland Coliseum?
Reporter Bo Walsh went to find the answer.
This is crazy, George, and I want to tell you it's a fact. I don't claim it. It did start in Oakland at the Oakland A's New York Yankee playoff game, October 15th, 1981. There has never been a wave before that date.
October 15th, 1981. More than 47,000 fans of the Oakland A's say goodbye.
It was the third game in the series, and we needed something big. I started the cheer in the fifth inning because I thought it would change the momentum of the game. It was still 0-0, and the crowd never saw anything like this before.
Now the next question is just how inhibiting this will be, whatever it is.
I knew what I wanted, but the fans did not know what I wanted, and I had to train them.
Under the direction of Crazy George out here, having themselves a good evening and enjoying baseball, enjoying the Coliseum and not hurting anybody.
And then what happened is 2 weeks later, the University of Washington, they saw it. Then they did the wave after that in every game. After they did it, they would be doing it against other colleges. The other colleges started doing it. And it spread from there, so they helped spread it, but I invented it, and I did it October 15th. They did October 31st, but they still claim to this day, some of them, that they invented it.
Thanks, Bo. Anything you're curious about, our reporters may just be able to find an answer for you. Ask your question at kalw.org and click Hey Area. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the Cross Currents.